Edward Charles Cox. I was born 22nd of the 9th, 1928, in Pitway, South Pelton. Numerous things that I've done in my life, I've made decisions, some good, some bad. I left school at 14 years old, and I was directed to an employment because at that time it was wartime, and I went to Yandles of Martock, the timber people. Of course, I went to school in South Petherton, just past 14 years old, and then I went to Sandchester. I had a good education, but we had what we call teachers' favorites. In this day and age, the nation is called a lazy nation. They don't want to do many hours. I did 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, not what they have now, 5 days a week. When I got to the age of 18, I got directed to a medical in Bristol and passed A1 into the army in October of that year. Went to the Far East, went to Burma, which was very eventful. The night we got there, I was on guard and somebody come light flying towards me. And they said a firefly frightened me to death. Next thing I know, the guard said, "Halt! Who goes there?" And he had his big knife out, ready to chop my head off, I think. But when I came home, and I was in bed for a month, but luckily I'm here today. But we had an epidemic in the 80s, which turned out to be whooping cough, scarlet fever, smallpox, all the lot. I experienced an epidemic before this one. Anyway, we got through it. In the beginning, when the war was on, we had a lady came from London, and she teaches us dancing, ballroom dancing. He formed a Red Star dance band and used to play every Saturday night in the Blake Hall. People came from far and wide, and Doreen, who was from Barrington, used to come in there Saturdays, and I used to dance with her. We got divided. She went her way and I went mine. And I had a very good school friend, and he rung me one day and said, "Look in the Western." I said, "What's that about?" He said, "Page so-and-so." And I looked, and that was Doreen's divorce of many years ago. So I found out where her son was, and I rang the son and I said who I was, etc. And I said, "I don't know if she wants to speak to me. She's out at the moment." And she rang me, and we made arrangements that I'd pick her up in a few days later and take her for up at Portland so we could have a cream tea or a meal or whatever it was. It blossomed from there. I said, "Well, come and live with me." And that was, 1979, I think it was. So, you know, we've been together 40-odd years. The thing is, at present days, they all go to university. They only want a job that's got plenty of money and what's them. And when they're crying out for people to do something or other, they don't do that. But in my days, I was directly to do it. And we had a government of conservatives, Labour, they were all in together. But now we've only got one government, a conservative government, that I am very thankful for the staff in this establishment. They are brilliant, and they kept free of the virus, etc., etc. They feed us, they look after us. It's a good home, that's for sure.